business.
Schumpeter, stuck in the future. Massa is back in Silicon Valley and late to the AI race.
Masayoshi Son is a man of contrasting superlatives. At the height of the dot-com bubble in early 2000, the Japanese technology mogul was briefly the world's richest person, before losing $77 billion in paper wealth, more than anyone before. In 2021, SoftBank Group, his telecoms and software conglomerate turned investment powerhouse, reported the biggest annual net profit in the history of Japan Inc., followed a year later by the second biggest loss. His £20 million wager in 2000 on Alibaba, a tatty online marketplace that grew into China's mightiest e-emporium, counts as one of the best in the annals of venture capital, or VC. His later $16 billion punt on WeWork, an office rental startup with tech pretensions, is an all-time dud. He has been called a genius and dumb money. Such wild swings of fortune would wear anyone out, and in November 2022 they exhausted even the indefatigable Massa, as the billionaire is known. On an earnings call, the then 65-year-old announced that, though he would remain in charge, future updates on SoftBank's finances and strategy would be presented by his chief financial officer. This was out of character for a hyperactive bundle of vanity who has unironically likened himself to Napoleon. And, like the Corsican's periodic retreat, it did not last. In June, a re-energised Mr. Son told an audience of SoftBank shareholders that all his past wagers were a warm-up for my great dream to realise artificial superintelligence. To get the main act going, on October 2nd, SoftBank splurged $500 million on a tiny stake in OpenAI in a $6.6 billion funding round that valued the world's leading generative AI model maker at $157 billion. Earlier, Mr. Son put a similar sum in Wave, a self-driving car startup, a smaller one in Perplexity, a Gen AI search engine, and talked of raising much larger amounts, perhaps $100 billion, to build a rival to Nvidia, the champion of AI chips. After mentioning AI more than 500 times in earnings presentations between 2017 and 2020, Mr. Son is getting down to business. He looks hopelessly late. That seems odd for someone who tends to gaze far into the future. Aged 19, he drew up a 50-year plan to build up a corporate empire. In his 50s, he stretched the horizon out to 300 years. Throughout his life, chronicled in Gambling Man, an engaging new biography by Lionel Barber, former editor of the Financial Times, looking ahead was often preferable to contemplating the there and then. His earliest memories are suffused with the stench of pigs his family reared to make ends meet. Disdain from native Japanese, in whose eyes ethnic Koreans like him were second-class citizens, lingered long after his father turned pork profits into a thriving gambling business, which bankrolled young Massa's desire to complete high school and university in California. Even a brush with death from hepatitis in the mid-1980s and two with bankruptcy in the dot-com crash and the financial crisis of 2007 to 2009 did little to elevate the here and now in Mr. Son's estimation. At times, inveterate futurism paid off. It alerted him early to the promise of software, the internet and smartphones, each of which made him a fortune and, more deliciously given the discrimination his family endured, shook up Japan's stolid corporate establishment. On these big things he has been spectacularly right, says Alok Sama, a former Morgan Stanley banker who worked for Mr. Son between 2014 and 2019. Yet a fixation on the future can obscure aspects of the present, over which he keeps tripping up. One blind spot is politics. His $22 billion takeover in 2013 of Sprint was predicted on a merger with T-Mobile, another wireless provider which the Obama administration blocked. Though the deal went ahead under Donald Trump, Mr. Son called his misreading of the regulators one of the biggest mistakes of my life. If so, he did not learn from it. In 2021 to 2022, he was caught out by a crackdown on tech in China, where SoftBank is the biggest foreign venture investor. Bets on firms like Didi, a ride-hailing giant, soured. Its stake in Alibaba lost two-thirds of its value. In 2022, TrustBusters blocked the $40 billion sale of Arm, a chip designer SoftBank bought in 2016 for $32 billion, to Nvidia. The rift between China and the West is engulfing TikTok and could hurt the $230 billion valuation of its Chinese parent, ByteDance, in which SoftBank is a shareholder. America, where SoftBank makes a lot of its investments, may look askance at a firm that is teaming up with Alat, a Saudi industrial automation venture that also has ties to a blacklisted Chinese maker of surveillance gear. Mr. Son is likewise inattentive to profitability. Growth, his idée fixe, is all well and good, but a business needs steady returns if it is going to be a going concern, let alone last three centuries. In their absence, SoftBank relies on borrowed money. Despite paying down a chunk of this lately with proceeds from the sale of Alibaba shares and the flotation of Arm, it still ranks as the world's 11th most indebted non-financial firm and has stakes in two of the top 10, Deutsche Telekom and T-Mobile. The gyrating price of SoftBank's stock, against which some debt is secured, could mean margin calls whenever markets wobble. This ties Mr. Son's hands precisely when he could be buying up stocks and startups on the cheap. Instead, he often mistimes bets and overpays. SoftBank's $100 billion Vision Fund, the biggest in VC history and stuffed with money from the Gulf, went shopping in the late 2010s when valuations of startups like WeWork were especially frothy. In 2019, the vehicle sold its entire 5% stake in Nvidia for $3.6 billion. Today, it would fetch $160 billion. SoftBank backed OpenAI in the same round as Fidelity, a lumbering asset manager. "Tells you everything," sneers a VC veteran. Investors in SoftBank are scathing in their own way. Its shares trade at more than a 50% discount to the net value of its assets, implying a lack of faith in Mr. Son's futurology. Minding your feet can be as important as admiring the horizon.